Good day, my friends and family online. Today's word is just say the word. I know that you're going to be blessed.
Declarations of faith, we are not denying the fact on ground. I want you to turn with me to Ezekiel 37, 1 and 14. My word today is just say the word. And it says here that if you want to be born again, you just say the word. How many of you remember a song that said, if you want to be born again, say the word? I'm going to talk about what God is saying to his people and how God is trying to bring us to a new place in him. Sometimes it feels like God is not working in your favor. And we begin to question God and we say to the Lord, why is it that I'm going through this? You're not working for me. I've done things right. I served you. I cry out to you and it feels like he's not working in our favor. How many have been in that situation before where it's like, Lord, I prayed. I've done everything I need to do. And when we get in this place, sometimes we get to a place where we become dried up spiritually. Dried up spiritually where you no longer have to get up and go. Where you start to feel that when I get up in the morning, I don't know how to pray a prayer of strength. When you get up in the morning, you find yourself that you're no longer jumping with joy in your spirit. Instead, you're pressing your way. But I want to talk about how God's word says, just say the word. And the reason why we need to know how to say the word is because we got to declare declaration of faith. Not that things aren't happening here on the ground, but we have to declare something in order for God to hear, release his favor over our life. So there's something we have to do. A lot of time we don't want to do it. We just want God to do it for us. So let's turn to Ezekiel. And it says here in Ezekiel 37, we're going to go 1 through 4. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. So the Bible's saying that Ezekiel said the spirit of the Lord showed up one day and just began to take him. How many of you have been in experience where the spirit of God began to take you? Well, God began to take him because he was trying to reveal something to him. And I want the church to get this because I believe sometimes we're in a place where we're dried up spiritually. So the Spirit of the Lord took him. He said it carried him out in the Spirit of the Lord. And it set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Someone say they were very dry. So the Spirit took him to the valley, and it just didn't bring him to one point, but it said it brought him round about. So he could assess and see everything that was going on in the valley. And then he said, lo, they were very dry. And then what God, I want to really bring this out because I'm going somewhere with this message for you today. And then he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, oh God, oh Lord God, thou knowest. So he answered back. The Spirit said to him, I'm asking you a question. Can these bones live? And then he said, only you knowest. So that was his reply. And this is what God wants us to see, even in our spiritual life. The Spirit is speaking to you, but you don't have the right answer because you're asking the Spirit a question with a question. But what he wants you to know, the Spirit said to him, can these bones live? There are situations that's going on in our life, and God wants you to beckon unto the Spirit and ask yourself, can these bones live? Can you be restored again? So the Spirit made this example, said, you got to ask yourself. A lot of time we want somebody to ask it for us, but the Spirit asked him. And the Spirit of the Lord said to him, can this be done? And I want you to see this because I want you to know that there are things that you're in. There's situations that you're going through with your loved ones. And the Spirit of the Lord is trying to take you to another place. Someone said, take me to another place. The Spirit didn't just leave Ezekiel there, but the Spirit carried him around about and began to reveal the word of God to him. And it says, he said, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live again? And I answer, O Lord God, thou knowest. And then the fifth verse says, again, he said unto the prophet, he said, prophesy upon these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Somebody said, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. How many are going through something in your life where you feel dry spiritually? It says here that the Spirit said to him, speak to yourself and say, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. It didn't say hear your word. It didn't say hear what you think. But it said hear the word of the Lord. What is God saying to the church? God is saying something to the church, but he wants us to realize that he doesn't want you to be dry spiritually. See, some of us, like, we're even in the house of God this morning, and I'm asking myself, where is your fire? Where is the joy of the Lord that is your strength, that gives you strength when you can't seem to get up? The joy of the Lord means that you got to declare a declaration of faith, saying, even though I don't feel something, I'm going to release something into my atmosphere so that I can feel the joy of the Lord. When you are depressed, when the enemy is trying to get in your atmosphere, don't you know he doesn't want you to speak back? He wants you to shut your mouth and don't say a word because he wants to get you into a dark place. So that's why in the word of God, it says, will the bones live again? And he said unto me, son of man, it said, can these bones live? And he said, he is, oh God, thou knowest. See, God knoweth. But then God said to him, he said, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O thy dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And thus said the Lord unto these bones. See, someone said, thus said the Lord unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. Somebody say, you shall live. See, so God is saying he's trying to awaken you spiritually. Some of us have gone through things in our life that seem overwhelming. But guess what we do? We don't want to speak the word of God over the situation. We want to pout and we want to moan and groan, but we don't realize that your life is in the hands of God. And when you learn to declare a declaration of faith over the situation, it doesn't mean that it might change overnight. But how about your attitude? Where is your joy? Where is your strength? Where is the God that you serve? You cannot cry out to him and say to him, Lord, I still believe in your word, even though I don't feel a thing right now. Sometimes we want to just be caught up in feeling. But I need you, to church, to know that God wants you to be able to draw from within yourself a praise. A praise in the midnight hour when you're going through and you begin to cry out. God does not want you to have just all these fabulous words of sayings. All he wants you to do is cry out and declare what said the Lord. Sometimes we have all kind of stuff ready, but we just don't know the plain basics. And so the word of God, the angel said, the Spirit of the Lord said to him, prophesy to these bones and say unto them, hear the word of the Lord. And I like where it says, hear the word of the Lord. Because in order for you to do anything, you need to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. We need to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. And he said, prophesy unto the bones and hear the word. Said, thus said the Lord unto these bones. So when you speak into your situation, say, thus said the Lord. Don't say, thus said pastor, thus said your friend and family member. No, say, thus said the Lord to the situation. Amen. He said, you will live and not die, thus said the Lord. You are victorious, thus said the Lord. Your family is blessed, thus said the Lord. See, this is where God is trying to take you. He's trying to take you to another place spiritually where you can live in the midst of a storm. Amen. Because see, guess what? When it rains on the wicked as well as the just. Some of us think that we're not going to go through anything. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Somebody say we walk by faith, and not by sight. This is the song that says, if you want to be born again, just say the word. And I just want you to turn with me to John 3:1-3. And this passage was talking to Nicodemus. He was a man he was a Pharisee. He knew the word of God. Somebody say he knew the word of God. He knew the laws of Moses. And Nicodemus was inquiring of Jesus, because I want to go somewhere with this message, because I'm going to show you how the words make things happen. So in the first case, we showed you how in the book of Ezekiel, where the Spirit of the Lord began to tell him what to say and do. And he done it, and then these bones did live again. Now right here, this was a man that studied the word. He knew the word. He was wise in the word. He was a teacher of the Jews. Amen? And he began to see miracles that Jesus was doing, great signs and wonders. And he began to go, and he began to wonder. He said, I know that this Jesus is real because only he could do such a thing if he's truly blessed by God. So right here, I want to set everything up. It says in the third chapter, says, now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jew ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, now he was a member of the ruling council. So he was the one that knew stuff. He was the one that knew the word of Moses. He knew the law of the Jews. He studied the word. And he snuck out at night because he didn't want to be seen. You know how we do stuff at night? Don't want to be seen. Well, he snuck out at night to inquire of Jesus, and he went to Jesus, said, and it says here, he said, he came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. So he didn't even acknowledge that he was Jesus, the Son of God. He said, Rabbi. He just said this unto him, I know that you our teacher who had come from God. But he said here, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform these signs you are doing if God was not with him. See, and so he observed what was going on around Jesus. He wasn't observing his mouth and his talk, but he observed what was going on around him. And he acknowledged that only God can do this thing. So he showed up and he asked him, he said to him, I want you to go to the third. It said, Jesus replied, verily, truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Now, the reason why I wanted to go there with this word today is that I want you to understand a few things. He had told this man that knew the word and studied the word that no one could enter into the kingdom of God unless they're born again. And in here, it says, I have a little passage, it says, now we find it very interesting that Nicodemus, according to the Bible, says that Nicodemus was a Pharisee, and he was a, it says here, he was a separatist who kept himself from liquor, kept himself from immorality. And guess what? And everything he did was according to the old law. So this is who Nicodemus was. He wasn't somebody that just did the word, but he took it and made it part of who he was. And he still came to Jesus at night trying to get an answer. I want you to realize right now, we're going through things in our spiritual life. And Nicodemus observed Jesus, and he said to him, listen, I know you must be from God because of the things that you're doing. Some of us are in situations, and we don't know how to speak a word over it. And so guess what's happening? People are watching your life, and they're not seeing you demonstrate. They're not seeing you declare something over your life. Instead, they're seeing you murmur and complain and drop dead. But I want to ask you right now, will these bones live again? And so when Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven unless you're born again. And then guess what he said? You just have to say the word. Now, some of us receive Christ in our life and we don't realize that what are you going through? And when you look at even the passage about Lazarus, Jesus could have showed up before he died. He could have showed up. How many of us see where we pray for someone, we say, Lord, do this, and it doesn't happen, and you begin to question God? I want you to know that God says, say the word and live the word. See, we want to hold God accountable, but we don't want to hold ourselves accountable. So every time something don't go our way, we say, Lord, you didn't do it. It says in Psalms, your majesty. It says, honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. See, so in his sanctuary is strength. Look at someone, in the sanctuary is strength. This is why the enemy wants to keep you out of the house of God. He wants you to know that there's strength in the house of God. I'm going to go to the last part that I really want to get my focus. Turn to Psalms 61:3. And I want you to know this because I'm about done in a few minutes. When you declare over your life, you have to declare and know that God is truly able. Yes, he is. How many of you are going through something right now? Raise your hand. You might be dealing with a sickness in your body. Maybe a loved one has fallen out of faith. But you are you able to declare the word of God over that situation? But you can't declare it if you don't allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead you and you trust the Lord. And do not lean to your own fleshly understanding, but instead you trust God's word and say, because God said it, it settled in my heart. It says here, Lord, you are my source and shield. You are my shelter in time of trouble. Someone says shelter in time of trouble. So why is it that when we're in trouble, we run from the shelter? I don't understand why the saints run out of his majesty, out of the presence of God, into the mess, instead of realizing run to the shelter of the Lord. When you run to the shelter of the Lord, even though it looks bad, even though you die like Lazarus died, don't you know Jesus can raise you again? Like the dry bones, these are the soldiers and men and women that were died and dried up, but only God can make them live again. Only God can restore your strength, church. But if you don't believe in the word, that's why when Nicodemus came to Jesus, he said, if you want to be born again, just ask me. You see, and that's what I want to end up with the message today, is get you to understand is We don't want to ask anymore. The devil has shut our mouths, closed our mouth. We refuse to speak something into life. We refuse to just declare it in a way where you look crazy. Like, think about it. If you ever woke up out of a dream and all of a sudden you were floating in the air, and you showed up over a cemetery and the spirit had you in the air floating. Think about it like that. He just picked you up and you float around. And you just woke up out of the dream. First of all, you'd probably trip out. But then all of a sudden, the spirit began to talk to you over that grave and said, can these bones live again? You'd be like, I don't want them to live. You'd be like, because they ain't getting up out of this grave. See, he brought him to where it was just a valley of death. And he was able to show him. He took something that was impossible, wasn't possible at all. He didn't take something that possibly could happen. Think about it. We'll do it. Yeah, God can bless. He can get rid of your common cold. And we're like, yeah. No, he took him where there was just death. Nothing was alive. And then he asked him, do you think God is able? Do you think God can take your situation and bring it back to life? He didn't take him to something that where the doctor said, oh, guess what? He's getting 50-50 a chance to live. He took him where it was straight up death. It smelled like death. It was not a good environment. He took him where it was ugly and it was hopeless. Some of us are facing a hopeless situation, and the Spirit of God is trying to rise you above it and trying to bring you to another place spiritually. And he wants you to answer the question, can these bones live again? He's not going to give you the answer. He's asking you, can you live again? Can your faith be restored again, even though these bones are dried up and died? Even though the breath has left your body. Some of us have gone through some things and we don't feel, we're like a zombie. We're walking as a living dead. And we no longer know how to praise the Lord because our bones are dried up and our spirit is dead. But the Spirit of God is saying, can you live again? Yes, you can. But you have to be a church that desires to say the word.
Praise God, what a mighty word today. Just say the word. I believe that you received this word. Also, I want you to know we at House of Praise were located at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. We are looking for your support, not only online, but also financial support to help us start to build the new church in the city of Manchester. Our services are at 1850 Elm Street, 10 a.m. Send a check our way. Bless this ministry. We need your help. We're going to build a church, and the gates of hell will not prevail.